for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, June the 29th, 1985. First service of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the speaker of the evening.
Brother Tommy Cook from Tulsa, Oklahoma is going to come and minister the word of the Lord to us. And the word of the Lord comes forth from him, and both by the preaching and by the word of prophecy. Why, we thankful for it tonight, and so we're going to ask him to come and minister as the Lord moves to minister to his people here tonight.
Let's stand together. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Our Father, we thank you tonight for this night. We thank you for what we've heard and seen already, Lord. Lord, thy word is magnified even above your name. And so tonight, Father, we commit this, the rest of this service to thee. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. It's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our pathway. The very entrance of your word brings light. So, Lord, as David said, quicken us according to thy word. Quicken us tonight, Father, we pray, by the Spirit of God, as we minister your word. Open our spirit, our souls, and our bodies to your word, Lord God. Minister to your people tonight as this word goes forth. Open their hearts, O God. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Bless you. Praise the Lord. How many know the word of God says, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. And thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Bring my soul out of prison. How do you know that your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will? Your mind is what you think. Your emotions is what you feel. And your will is your desires. God will not anoint your mind or your will or your emotions. Hello. But God will anoint that which comes from his mind, his emotions, and his desires. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. We've got to come out of prison, and yet we must be a prisoner for the Lord.
Yes.
Amen? I mean, if you're a prisoner, you cannot choose your cellmates. Some you'd throw out. Others you'd keep. Isn't that right? Amen. So we are to become prisoners of the Lord. Now turn to Matthew chapter 11. Praise God. How many believe that the Lord is dealing with our souls? How many believe that we have been, as one brother said, we have been stimulated in our spirits. We are experiencing him in our souls. And we must demonstrate him in our bodies. In Matthew 11, notice what Jesus said in verse 27, Jesus, our Lord, said in verse 27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Somebody say amen. Notice, come unto me. Come unto me, Jesus said, you that are laboring and heavy laden. How many know that there is an outer court, there is a holy place, and there's a holy of holies? And how many know that we get caught up sometimes in work? Isn't that right? There are many working for Jesus, and that's all right. But sometimes we get caught up in just working. There are workers. There are warriors. But there's worshipers. Amen? And there's nothing wrong with work in the right place. But Jesus said, you that are laboring and heavy laden, he said, you come to me. And I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to give you rest. And you know that initial rest is blood bought. You cannot earn it. You cannot buy it. It's by the grace of the living God. Amen? Amen. That initial rest is given to you and to me. It comes into our spirit. It comes into our hearts. Amen. Through by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, he said, come unto me, you that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, how many believe if you're walking in that rest, you're ready for the yoke? How many can you say amen? I said, if you're walking in that rest, that initial rest that has been given to you, you're ready for the yoke. Then he said, what? Take my yoke. You and I have to take that yoke. He will not make us. Amen? Take my yoke and do something else. What is it? Learn of me. The yoke, first of all, speaks of an intimacy with Jesus Christ. It speaks of being a prisoner for the Lord. It speaks of a local church principle. It speaks of submitting to the fivefold ministry. It speaks of many things. It speaks of learning of Him. Amen? Now, turn to Revelation. Keep your place. Turn to Revelation 14. Look in Revelation 14 just a minute. Look in verse 1. Revelation 14, 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. They weren't just harping, man. They were worshiping the Lord. And they sung as it were, what? That's a new message. A new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Now Jesus said, come unto me, amen, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then he said, take my yoke upon you, and what? Learn of me. Now these people here had been yoked up with Jesus. This people we're reading about in 14th chapter. Amen? They had that initial rest. They had taken that yoke, and they had been marked or sealed in their foreheads. They had come into the rest of God. Can you say amen? Are you hearing me? They were learning of Him, because that song they sing is not about man, it's about Jesus. Amen. Now, go back to Matthew. And by the way, that word learn is the same word where it says he learned, Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. One place Paul told the Ephesians, you have not so learned Christ. Remember that? We've got to learn about him, don't we? Well, you can't learn unless you're willing to take the yoke, unless I'm willing to take the yoke. And you can't take the yoke unless, brethren, you have that initial rest that has been given and you're walking in it. You try to take that yoke without walking in that initial rest, and you'll be like a tiger to live with. It won't work. Somebody say amen. Now, look, notice what Jesus said in verse 29. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So, first of all, the rest has been given 30-fold. Outer court. Then you take the yoke, holy place, 60-fold. And then he said, you shall find rest for your souls. Amen? Holy of holies. Amen? 100-fold. Anybody want to find that rest for your soul? Well, I'll tell you how you're going to do it. You're going to do it by walking in that initial rest that's given to you, and by taking His yoke and learning of Him. Amen? Amen. Now, turn to Psalms. Well, let's go to Isaiah, first of all. Isaiah 43. How many believe in teaching or preaching out of your experience? Well, that's what we're seeking to do tonight. We've been tested lately in our souls drastically, like some of you. How many know that's the best teacher? And in Isaiah 43, let me read this scripture, and we're going to Psalms. Everybody read verse 1 of Isaiah with me. Would you do it? Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Praise the Lord. Now notice here, Jacob was created. Israel was formed. Amen. Now you'll notice in verse 7, everyone that is called by my name, I've created him for my glory, I've formed him, I've made him. So something is called, created, something is formed, and something is made. Praise the Lord. Now turn to Psalms 129. Psalms 129. How many's ever read anything on the Songs of Degrees? The Ascent Psalms. Anybody ever read and studied on that? How many know there's 15 of them? From Psalms 120 to 134, which is 15 Psalms. Now, the first five Psalms deal with Passover. The second five Psalms deal with Pentecost. And the last five deal with Tabernacles. How many know 15 is the number of rest? Amen? Now, here, Psalms 129 is the 10th. Psalm of the Songs of the Great, starting from 120 to 124. It's the 10th Psalm. How many know 10 speaks of tribulations and trials? Amen. Speaks of other things too. How many know that we're tested in the middle realm? Passover? What? Pentecost? Tabernacles. We came out of Egypt or out of the world. Amen. Saved by the blood? Outer court? We come into the holy place? Pentecost? How many know we're reaching towards tabernacles? We came out, we came in, and we got to come up to the throne. Amen? But it's that middle ground where we're being tested, isn't it? Now, what did the Scripture say? Jacob was what? Created. And Israel was formed. Now, look in Psalms 129, verse 1. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Let's read that again. Everybody read it with me. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Now notice, from my youth. Have you know in 1 John chapter 2, John says, little children, your sins are forgiven you. Then he said, young men, you're strong because, he said, the Word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. And then he said, fathers, you have known him from the beginning. How many remember that? Children, your sins are forgiven. Young men, you're strong. Fathers, you know him. Forgiveness, fortification, fatherhood. Now, God has been speaking to my heart that we must get fortified in the holy place if we're going to go on in. Amen? Now, he said here, many a time have they afflicted me from my what? Youth. That's the middle ground. Pentecostal realm. That's testing time. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord does what? Delivers us out of what? All of them. Amen? Now, look at verse 2. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. They haven't overcome me. Now, verse 3. The plowers plowed. Where? Upon my back. How many know if you're involved, it hurts? You may send your brother and sister, and you may pray for them, but when it's your back, it's a little different, isn't it? How many know that Joseph was laid in iron? Another translation says his soul entered into the iron. When you're in affliction, when you're in trouble, you feel it, whether others feel it or not. And David said, the plowers plowed where? Upon my back. I mean, that's the metal touches the meat, man, the flesh. Now, how many know that when the rains come, we think we got it made? But how many know the rains come, the Holy Ghost is outpoured to get you ready for the plow? Because God's going to plow you under. Amen? And that precious seed is dropped in there and he sows it up. Hallelujah. Now, how many know that when you plow deep and long, there's a great harvest at stake. And why does God plow you under? Because there's a harvest in your life that's involved. And so he said, the plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Hallelujah. How many's been on the plow lately? I believe all of us have. Amen? Now, how many know we must embrace the rain? But we must also embrace the plow. How many know the plow speaks of the yoke? There are things you cannot learn without the plow, can you? So he said, come unto me, you that labor and heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. You must take it at once. You must will to take that yoke. Then shall you find rest for your souls. I don't know about you, but I want more rest for my soul. I don't have enough. I want more peace for my soul. You remember the Lord said that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former? Now, he didn't say the house would be great. He didn't say the latter house would be greater. He said the glory of the latter house would be greater than the former, which means there's going to be more glory. Amen? But then he said, and in this place there shall be peace. How many know that's part of the kingdom? I want the peace of God. I want the rest of God. I want the victory of God in my soul. I want my soul to come out of prison that I can praise Him. Hallelujah. Be set free. Now he said here, the plowers plowed up on my back. They made long their furrows. Now turn over just a minute. Keep your place in Psalms 129. Turn to 2 Chronicles. Turn to 2 Chronicles 29. Praise the Lord Jesus. 2 Chronicles 29. I want to look at verse 5. Hezekiah has a word for the priest of his day. Well, let's look at verse 4. He brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together in the east street. How many know the east speaks of the dawning of a new day? It's when the sun comes up. It speaks of light. How many know that angel in Revelation is coming from the east? Revelation 7. How many know that? Well, let's turn over there if you don't know it. Keep your place here. We'll go keep. Use your fingers tonight, will you? Revelation 7. I'm just giving these as the Lord's bringing them to me, so follow me. Revelation 7. Remember, we're talking about the soul. We're talking about being marked. We're talking about receiving rest. Revelation 7, verse 1. After these things, I saw how many angels? Four. How many know four speaks of creation in the world? How many know what God's doing is worldwide? Not just one corner. It's around the world, isn't it? Standing on four corners of the earth. Four corners of the earth. How many know the earth's not square? So that shows us a spiritual truth right here. The earth is not square. Not the way I see it, anyway. Okay, now notice. Holding what? The four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending where from? The east, having the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given, hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God. Where? Now look at that. Till we. You know what we is? It's a ministry that's arising in the earth with a message going to seal God's people. The messenger is a ministry that's coming forth. And notice that angel was what? What was he doing here? Let's see here. He was ascending. Now we think of angels descending, don't we? First. This one was ascending. Ascending from where? The east. Coming from light and bringing light to seal God's people. How many want to be sealed? How many know we must be sealed before the judgment of God falls upon this world? And God will seal His people before. How many know that Noah's Ark was sealed before the judgment came? Inside and outside. And then the judgment came. And God's judgment is coming upon this land, upon many lands. But God wants to seal us first. And God can only seal us as we yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now turn back to Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 29. You'll notice he said in 2 Chronicles 29, verse 4 again, it says that he spoke to these Levites and brought them, gathered them with the priests into the east street. So there's something new, dawning of a new day. Hallelujah. The light of God is coming. Now verse 5. He said to me, them, hear me, you Levites, sanctify now yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers and carry forth the filthiness or the uncleanness where? Out of the holy place. Well, what's the holy place? It's your soul. It's in your mind, your emotions, your desires, and your will. How many believe we've got some uncleanness in our souls, if we'll be honest? And here's the ministry that's raised up that must be sanctified first. He said, sanctify yourself and then sanctify the house. How many know the ministry? God's people must be clean if they're going to clean somebody else up. Amen. That's why some of us are under the dealings of God. He's out to clean us up in order to get others clean. Hallelujah. How many know if we're being delivered ourselves, we can help bring deliverance to others. And he says here, carry forth this filthiness out of the holy place. Then notice verse 7. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, put out the lamps, have not burnt incense. What a message right there. Nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Now, turn over to verses 11. Look at verse 11. My sons, be not now negligent. That means don't be deceived. Don't be misled. For the Lord hath chosen you to stand before Him, to serve Him, that you should minister unto Him and burn incense. How many can see worship and praise and adoration there? God has chosen you for that reason. And who's He talking to? His sons. His sons. He's chosen us to stand before Him. How many know when you're standing before Him, you're waiting on His instructions? You're not out doing your own thing. But also to serve Him. Jesus said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now the scripture said, if we serve Him, He said, I'll take sickness from the midst of Him. How many know that goes deeper than just the body? Some of our hearts need to be healed. Amen? Some of our souls need to be healed. Yes. Praise the Lord. That we should minister unto Him and burn incense. Now, notice in verse 16. And the priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord, into the court of the house of the Lord, and the Levites took it to carry it abroad into the brook Kidron. So they went in and they took out all the uncleanness and all the filth out of the holy place. They took it down to the brook Kidron. How many know that was the water that was flowing? And when they put it in the brook, it washed it right on down the stream. You can't find it again. How many know when you're delivered and set free, you don't need to be looking for it again? Let it pass on down. Amen? Now, look at this scripture. Look at this. How many know that after they'd done this and the offerings of the Lord come forth, then the song of the Lord started. There'll be no song, really, in our hearts as it should be until truly we have been set free. Amen? Now, look at the last scripture, that psalm, that chapter. The last scripture. It said, Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly. How many believe before Jesus comes in the air, He must come in you and me? And you know how He's going to come? He's going to come suddenly to His temple. Amen. When? At the midnight hour. At the darkest hour, Jesus will descend in fullness in His people to prepare them. Hallelujah. Not only for trouble out there, but also the coming of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Now turn back to Psalms 129. Blessed be the Lord. Psalms 129. Now He said, the plowers had plowed upon His back. They made long their furrows. Well, how many know your brother and sister will do that to you? That's why it hurts. You know, we think it's the guy on the street, but usually it's the guy inside the house. Now, you'll notice David, look at his attitude in verse 4. He said, the Lord is righteous. How many know when the plowers plow and you can see God and you can see even the dealings of God and you can have a good attitude, how many know God's going to do something for you? How many know you'll sure come through that problem a lot quicker when you have a good attitude than when you have a wrong attitude? He said, the Lord is righteous. He's cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Well, before we look at the wicked out there, we better think of our own selves. Because if our attitude is right to my brother and to our God, God will bring true deliverance to your soul and to my soul. And God shall begin to cut the cords in your life and in my life. How many know God can do that without anybody even praying for you at times? Other times you got to have somebody pray for you. You believe that? Hallelujah. Now notice, then he said in verse 5, let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. What's Zion? How many know in the outer court speaks of Israel? Holy place, Jerusalem. Holy of holies, Zion. Now he said here, those that are to be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Zion speaks of God's government and God's authority. How many know there are those that does not want Zion coming forth? They do not want God's authority and God's government in the earth. And David said, let them be turned back. Let them be confounded. Who am I talking to? I'm talking about people in the church. I'm not talking about people out on the street. I'm talking about people in the church. They don't want God's government. They don't want God's authority. They want to remain in the rebellion. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Jesus said, because lawlessness shall abound, our iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. And so, brethren, here, he's saying the righteous, the Lord is righteous. He's cut us the cords of the wicked. But let them be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Those that hate his authority, those that hate his government, let them be as the grass. What's this? Upon the housetops. I mean, the housetops are pretty high. I'll tell you what it speaks of. It speaks of the carnal mind. Fleshly. I mean, if we exalt ourselves, we'll be abased. But if we humble ourselves, we'll be exalted. Now look at 1 Peter just a minute, chapter 1, concerning the grass. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 24. 1 Peter 1, 24, for all flesh is as grass. So what are we dealing with? We're dealing with flesh, aren't we? And all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, or dries up, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Now back here in Psalms 129, he said, let them, who's them? Those that hate Zion, those that hate God's government and God's authority. He said, let them be as the grass upon the housetop. Back in those days, it was they would build the homes, they would put mud over the house, and then grass would spring up over it. And he said, here, which withereth afore it grows up. When the sun comes out, up, it gets hot, and the grass dies. And you'll notice what he says here. It says, it withereth before it groweth up. Did you know there's some of God's kids that are withering and not growing? You know why? Because the flesh is in charge and not the spirit. And every time the flesh is in charge, you've got death. Amen? Amen. But he said here, let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherefore the mower. How many believe Jesus is the mower? How many know he knows how to mow the grass? He knows how to mow your flesh down in my flesh. No flesh will glory in his presence. Amen? It says, wherefore the mower filleth not his hand. What's the hand? The apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. God's not going to have it in his hand that hates Zion, hates God's government and God's authority. Can you say amen? Amen. So, brethren, tonight, I believe the Lord is saying a lot to us here. That he wants our souls to be brought out of prison. He wants us to receive the rest that is due to us. If we'll walk in that initial rest that's been given, take the yoke, and then the rest shall be found. 30, 60, 100. Amen? But we're in testing time. How many know Jesus said these words? I am the way, the what? Truth, and the life. Now, where is truth at? It's in the holy place. Of course, it's in our hearts, too. But how many know he wants truth to come into your soul as well? Amen? How many know truth comes into our heart, but God wants it also in the soul? Look at Psalms 51. Psalms 51, verse 6. Behold, thou desirest truth. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Well, how many know Jeremiah talked about writing God's laws in the inward parts? Jeremiah 31. And Paul took that scripture and quoted it, that he said he would write them and put them in our minds. So what is our inward part? It is our mind or our soul. So David said, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Jesus said, Father, thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth or thy word. Amen? How many know that we fight the truth? Isn't that right? Yes. But we must have the truth in our soul. Now turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Thank God. How many believe that it's called us to be children, young men, and fathers? How many believe that? How many believe he saved you in the outer court, brought you in the baptism, teaching us the school of the Spirit in the holy place, but he wants to make us overcomers? First the blade, then the ear, and then what? Full ear. Amen? Praise God. So there was forgiveness, fortification, fatherhood. Brought out of Egypt, brought in the body, we must come up to the throne now. But there's responsibility upon you and me. What's the responsibility? Let the Lord come into our souls now. We know Him in our hearts, but He must take our soul over. Our emotions, our mind, our wills, and our desires. Now look what Jesus, and see what Jesus said. Matthew 24, 15. When you therefore shall see, and how many old sinners don't see spiritual things? So we're just leave the sinners out. We're talking about God's people. Amen? That little word see means it means oida, or word for knowledge. It means absolute knowledge. When you therefore, he's saying, have absolute knowledge of something. I mean, no, there's a knowledge by experience, there's a knowledge by revelation. You put them together, and whatever God's showing you, you can have absolute knowledge in whatever He's showing you. Not that you have all knowledge. But here He said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation. You say, what does that mean? Just simply these words. The sin of destruction. Sin of destruction. How many know the man of sin is called, he's called rather, the man of sin, the son of destruction or perdition. Isn't that right? Paul calls him that in Thessalonians 2. So Jesus said, when you therefore shall have absolute knowledge of the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet. So here's a prophet quoting a prophet. Here is the prophet, Jesus, quoting Daniel the prophet. How many know a prophet's a seer? He sees down the way. And that's why many of you want to throw rocks at him. Isn't that right? Or whatever they can get their hand on. But here, Jesus is quoting Daniel. And he's telling his disciples, when you see this abomination of desolation standing in the what? Holy place. How many know there he's there tonight in a spiritual sense? How many know that he's controlling many people's minds, emotions, wills, and desires? Huh? And people don't even recognize it, but they've already taken the mark of Antichrist spiritually. Now, listen, not naturally, but spiritually already. Because they have a beast mind. They're letting the beast control their thinking, their emotions, their desires, and so forth. Can you hear that? And Jesus said there'd be a people who would have absolute knowledge of what's going on, because this one would stand. Now, later Paul said he's sitting down in the temple. Well, I'll tell you, he's not talking about a natural building as the temple. He's talking about the Naos temple. How many know your body is the temple of what? The Holy Ghost. Jesus said, destroy this body, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. And Jesus said he's going to stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, how many believe if we have a beast mind, we're not going to be able to go up and be prepared, brethren, when hard times come? We must be prepared when hard times hit. I'm talking about prepared spiritually, first of all. Can you understand that? Next verse. Let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. How many know Judea represents low ground? How many know there's a natural Judea? But how many also know there's some God's kids in low ground tonight? Amen? Now notice, next verse. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. A housetop's not high as a mountain. But he said, if you're just so high, don't come back down to take the things out of your house. Keep going up. How many know Lot didn't want to go to the mountains when they took him out, the angels took him out of the city? He argued with the angels, didn't he? You know, he's no different than you and I are. God's trying to tell us it's time to get up higher. And what do we want to do? We want to come back down sometimes, don't we? Why? Because we're concerned for the natural things that are in the house or around us. Next verse. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. That's the old covering. Woe to them that are with child and to them that get suck in those days. Now, how many know if you got a child and a child is taking suck from the mother, it's taking life from the mother. Jesus said, woe to them that are with child and to them that get suck in those days. Now, that's in the natural. But how many know if anything's clinging to us and taking life out of us, we'll not be able to go up higher with God. How many know there has to be some severance of some ties that hold us down? Whatever it may be. You and I be the judge of that and know what it is. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. You can't travel very much in the natural, we know, in the winter because of hard times. But how many know we're cold and our soul will not go up higher in the spirit? If we got winter in our soul, we cannot move in God, can we? And notice what else he said. Neither on the Sabbath. The Sabbath, they could travel 1 mile on the Sabbath. How many of there's some people just go so far and that's it, brother? They'll not go beyond their denomination, their articles of faith, or the little pledge card they filled out. There ain't no stopping place in God if you're moving on with God. I'm telling you, Jesus said there's going to be a people that's going to have absolute knowledge of this abomination of desolation standing in the soul realm, or the holy place realm. And they're, I believe, going to deal with that situation. They're going to cry out for God to come in them, and they're going to climb the mountains in God. They're going to be ready when destruction and tribulation breaks upon this world. And I'd like to be one of them. But I know it can't be done in ourselves. It has to be done in God by the Holy Ghost. And the next verse said in verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. We don't even understand what those words mean, do we? And some things we won't understand until it happens. Flip over to Revelation 7. A couple more scriptures here. Hallelujah. Revelation 7. The Word of God says, verse 13, one of the elders answered and saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from? Whence did they come from? And I said to him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of what? Great tribulation. Notice, came out of. You can't come out of something unless you've been in it. And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. How many know if you take a white robe and put it in red blood, it comes out red? Isn't that right? And here it said, they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. How many know that blood's going to get out the spots? And tribulation's going to get out the wrinkles. Therefore are they before the throne of God. And you don't have to die to be before the throne. I want to show you right here. We think we have to die to be before the throne. It says, and serve him what? Day and... Where's night at? Right here. There is no night where God is. Can you hear that? It says, they serve him before the throne day and night in his temple. Who is the temple? You and I. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. How many know it's Christ in us tonight, the hope of glory? How many know the Father's tabernacling among us tonight? And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Now what did it come out of? They came out of what? Great tribulation, or great affliction, great oppression, great trouble. And yet he said, there's no more sun, no more heat on them. What does that mean? That means they've been purged and cleansed and no more fire. They've come through it. I mean, you know, when you walk through the fire, God's going to be with you. Amen? We didn't read that in Isaiah 43, but it says that. But these here, brethren, they don't hunger anymore. They don't thirst anymore. The sun doesn't light on. There's no more heat. Because they are purged, they are cleansed, they are washed. And verse 17 says, for the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. Anybody want to be fed by the Lamb? Remember that company standing with him on Mount Zion? They were with the Lamb. The Lamb Company. The Zion Company. The First Fruits Company. They had matured first. They follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. You can't follow the Lamb unless, brethren, you are led by the Holy Ghost. And you'll willingly take that plow, that cross in your life. Amen? He said here, the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into what? Living fountains of waters. I mean, no, he's not talking about drinking fountains. He's talking about the body of Christ. There's a fountain in you and there's a fountain in me. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So here's a people that have come through great tribulation and have been purged. They have come through the heat. They have come through the fire. And I believe tonight, brethren, God is saying something to us tonight. That if we really want the rest for our soul that's found, we've got to walk first in that which is given and willingly take that yoke. How many believe Jesus was yoked with his Father? Huh? How many believe that he was obedient to his Father? He was submissive to his Father. And he learned obedience by the things he suffered. How are you and I going to learn obedience? By the things that we go through. Amen? We will not learn of Christ unless we take his yoke. Amen? I had a lot more, but I'm going to stop there. I'm going to minister to different ones. Praise the Lord. Let's just stand. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just praise him together. Can we do it? Praise the Lamb of God. Kira baro mondi bi kira bahaya. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son, stand strong thou in the Lord. Know that his hand is upon thee. And yea, that his love is at thy side and within thee. Yea, look not back at the past, but look thou to the Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of thy faith. For that which the Lord has started within thee, my son, he shall finish it, saith the Lord. There shall be a consummation, saith God. And yea, I shall take thy hands, and I shall anoint them in a way that, yea, thou hast not seen. And thou shalt touch many, and many shall be healed and delivered through these hands, saith the Lord. For yea, I will strike through the enemy's territory, yea, the bodies of my people. For surely I have anointed these hands this night, saith the Lord, that you may touch them, and in the touch of the Lord through thee, I will heal and I will deliver. So my son, stand strong and be thou faithful to thy God, and thy God will not fail thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son, stand strong in the Lord. For yea, the Lord doth set out his pathway before thee. He has put his plan before thee. Yes, as a road map. Yea, it shall be unfolded to thee by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So be not fearful nor afraid of what the Lord requires of thee. For it is in my plan and purpose for thee, my son. Yea, walk thou diligently with thy God. And thy God, yea, shall help thee. He shall undergird for thee, and he shall bring forth finances. He shall bring forth that which you need, for there is a great reserve reserved for thee, my son. God has not forgotten thee, but he shall move on thy behalf on the left and on the right, for he has heard thy cry, and now he shall answer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. My son, rejoice in the Lord. Yea, look not back, saith the Lord, but I say, set thine eye upon the Lord. Gaze upon thy God, for his eye as well as upon thee. He does behold thy going in and thy coming out. For yea, he has preserved you for this time. For this is the time, my son, that you shall arise in thy God. Thou shalt ascend unto the hill in the mount of God. There shall nothing stand before thee all the days of thy life, that thou shalt be obedient to thy God. As I was with Moses, and as I was with Joshua, I shall be with thee, my son. But be thou faithful, be thou obedient to me, and thou shalt see the results, and thou shalt reap the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has called thee to be an intercessor. The Lord has called thee, yea, into high praise. So, my son, worship thou the Lord. Yea, worship the Lord with all your spirit, with all your soul, and with all your body. For truly I put intercession within thee. Thou shalt be able to spare many because of thy prayers, my son. So be obedient, and thou shalt see the rest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Cameron, could you come up here, Brother Cameron? I don't think I can reach back there. Let's just praise the Lord. Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 My son, thou hast been faithful. Thou hast been diligent, yea, to hearken and to do what God has required of thee. Know that the Lord is with thee. Know that the Lord shall go before thee, and every barrier shall come down. Every stronghold, yea, shall come down, saith the Lord. So walk thou, my son, in the Spirit. Yea, mark the voice and the word of the Lord that would come to thee. For there shall come new thoughts and new things to thee in this hour. And thou shalt be able, my son, to speak, yea, truth to my people. For I put it within thee. This be a day and hour thy feet shall walk many places. Thy God shall cause the money to come in. Thy God shall open the way. For I've sent thee, my son, and I've called thee. So be thou now faithful to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 How many tonight? I want Mark Job to come. Mark, I want you to come. Praise the Lord. I was going to do something else, but the Lord gave me. Let's keep our heart on the Spirit here now, on the Lord. Reach your hands out to Mark. Would you do it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son, thou art a strong one in the Lord. Thou shalt be a warrior in God. Thou shalt be one even as Caleb of old, for thou hast another spirit, saith the Lord. You have a different spirit, saith God. And you'll be able to say, Lord, this is my mountain. You'll be able to cast the giants off of it because it's thy inheritance, my son. So yea, run to the Lord. Run to the Lord with all your might and with all your strength. For the Lord shall make thee that warrior. I shall teach thee warfare in the night. I shall teach thee warfare in the day. And yea, nothing shall stand before thee, my son, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of God. For at this time the Lord would say to thee and would warn thee, hear thou the voice of the Lord, and walk softly, and thou shalt truly know of his inheritance for thy life, saith the Lord. Glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, I want to minister to people tonight that are going through battles in your soul. I want you to come and let me minister to you. Would you do that? Some of the brethren can come and minister with me if you would. Some of you tonight need a touch of God in your soul. Just obey the Lord. You know who you are. Praise God. Thank you, dear God. How many want your soul saved, renewed, and restored? Amen? Amen. Just come right on up, brother. Just come right on up. Need the Lord touch your soul tonight, right? Reach your hands out to these people. Would you do that, please? Some of the others can come and minister with me, if you will. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, touch this man's soul tonight. In Jesus' holy name. By the power of the living God. Come right over here. Come right over here, sister. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we touch this soul tonight. We ask, Father, all the oppression, the heaviness that's come against her, Lord, to desist in its renewing operation. I charge and command now by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. all this satanic force. Loose your hold over this woman and be thou set free, sister, by the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yah! Yah! Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Come right over here, sister. Lord, by the power of the living God, touch our sister's soul tonight. Set her free, Jesus. We command now all oppression, darkness to leave. Heaviness to go by the authority of God's word. Oh, go in the name of Jesus by the authority. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Be set free, sister. Oh, there it is. Just receive it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Your soul. Father, touch your soul tonight by the power of the living God. Loose her tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, we call it done by the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. There it is, sister. That's it. Let it come in now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yes, there it is. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come right on, brother. Touch his mind tonight, Father. Touch his emotions, his mind, his will, his desire. In Jesus' name, by the authority of the... Oh, hallelujah. Of the living God. Set him free, Father, from oppression and heaviness. Let it go in Jesus' name. We cut the cords asunder in Jesus' name. Right on, sister. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, set her free tonight. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. It is. Go! Go! Karabarabosidabakandabahaya. Amen. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Father, in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, set her free, Lord. Set her free, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. All fear, go. Oh, hallelujah. We cut asunder. All fear, go. Torment, fear, loose her. By the power of the living. Oh, hallelujah. There it is, sister. Just let it come in now. In Jesus' name, by the authority of God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, we lose her. We lose my sister. By the power in Jesus' name, we lose her. Go! In Jesus' holy name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Father, touch my sister tonight. Set her free, Lord God. By the living Christ. In Jesus' name. We command. Oh, hallelujah. The bonds of the bands to be broken. Come out. The bands to be broken. The bands to go. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. Woo, glory. In the name of Jesus. Every band. Every man, come out. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her in Jesus' name. By the authority of Jesus. Oh, God. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Go. Go. Command it to go. 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 Come out. Come out. Jesus' name. That's it. Take a deep breath. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I don't know. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Be open for some more deliverance. Hi, brother. Praise the Lord. Father, touch his mind tonight. Touch his soul tonight, Lord God. By the power of the living God. Touch my brother's soul, God. Set him free, Lord Jesus. Set him free. His emotions, his mind, his will, his desires. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
For your glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Set him free tonight, Father. By the... Lucy. In the authority of the Lord. In the authority of Jesus. By the power of the living God, brother. Amen. That's it. Just drink that spirit in. Drink that spirit in, brother. In Jesus' name be set free, brother. In his mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, touch their souls tonight, God. Touch this child. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, touch their souls, oh God. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Touch our sister tonight, Father. Reach out to her, Lord. Touch her mind, God. Her emotions. Set her free, Holy Ghost. By the power of the living soul. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's it. Touch him, sister. Touch him in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the living God. Set her free, Lord. Set her free, Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, touch our brother tonight. By the authority of your word, Father, minister to his mind tonight. Minister to his mind, emotions. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Touch him now, Lord. Go right through him, Lord, with your glory and your power and your light. In the name of Jesus. Loose him. Let him go. By the authority of God's word. Amen. Amen. Feel better? Hallelujah. Father, touch their minds tonight. By the authority of the living Christ. Lord, minister your healing and health and victory. 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 And victory. Oh, yes. Victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, peace and rest. We cut the cords asunder of the wicked one, and we loose our brothers and sisters. We loose them tonight by the authority of God's word. Oh, hallelujah. In, oh, glory. Woo, glory. Amen. And amen. You didn't get blessed, I did. Hallelujah. Who's next, Regis? Praise the Lord. Father, touch her tonight, Lord. Yeah. Touch her soul, Father. Touch her mind, emotions, and desire, and will, Lord. Minister healing and health to her now. For your glory and your honor, we thank you, Holy Ghost, you're doing it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, your peace and your rest over this mind. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Oh, Diviana Masilia.
Amen.
Praise
you. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you want, was you in the line to pray for the mom? Okay, okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch her mind tonight.
Yes, yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by the power, go! Loose her! Loose her!
Depression, I bind
you. Loose her! Heaviness! Fear!
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
I bind you in Jesus' name.
By the authority of the Lord, you go. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise him, sister. Praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him. Praise him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jesus' name. Cut it asunder, Lord. Cut it asunder. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Go. Touch her mind, Father, tonight. Touch her soul, Lord God.
Yes, release.
In the name of Jesus, let there come a release, Father. Let there come a release by the power, oh, hallelujah, of the living God. Loose my sister, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let there be a release and a strengthening within my sister. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, touch our brother tonight. In the name of Jesus, minister to him, Lord. Reach out to him, Lord. Touch him, God, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch his soul.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Set him free, Lord. In Jesus' name. By the power of the living God. Cut asunder the cords. Set him free, Holy Ghost. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Set him free, Lord. In Jesus' name. By the power of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let him go. Set him free. In Jesus' name. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, touch my sister tonight, Lord. Loose her. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By the power of his name and his authority. Be gone.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. By the authority of the living God.
Yes,
we command, Lord, the heaviness and the darkness to roll away. Set her free, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Father, touch your soul tonight. Touch your mind tonight, dear God. By the power of a living God, we command now that darkness and heaviness to leave my sister. By the authority of the living
God. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. Let's pray again. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every bit. Every bit. Go. By the power of the living God. Set her free, Lord. Set her free, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Father, touch my sister, Lord. Touch her tonight, dear God. By the power of the living God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Set her free, Jesus. Set her free,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Set her free, Lord. In your name. In your name, all darkness, all heaviness, all oppression must leave. In Jesus' precious name. For your glory. And for your honor. Oh, there it is, sister. Just receive it now. Just receive it in. Just receive it in. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, touch her tonight by the power of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your left ear for some reason. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, touch this ear and touch this soul by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. There it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, touch my sister, Lord, and set her free. In Jesus' name. For your glory and your authority, Lord. Set her free, Holy Ghost. We bind the enemy and we set her free. We loose her. We loose her. We loose her. We loose her in Jesus' name. We break the power of the enemy and we loose her by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' holy name. Woo. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Touch my brother tonight, Lord. Reach out to him, Holy Ghost. Minister to him. Heal him, Lord. Deliver him, Lord. Set him free, Lord, by the power of the living God. Set my brother free, Lord, in Jesus' name. Cut asunder every cord of the wicked one and set him free, Lord. For your glory and for your honor tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, touch their minds tonight, their souls, Lord God. By the power of the living God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In
praise
Jesus'
Lord.
Precious name.
Praise the Lord.
Let the power, go through him, Lord, tonight and minister to him, Lord. Set him free, Holy Ghost. Set him free, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Touch this brother, Lord. Touch his brother, Father. Touch his mind, Lord. Touch his soul. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. In Jesus' name, by the power
of the Holy Ghost. Set her free, Lord. Set her free, God. By the power of the living
Ghost.
In Jesus' name, set him free. Come out of him and loose him. Of the power of Jesus.
Jesus!
Name of Jesus. All heaviness go. All oppression. All oppression. Go! Jesus next. Hallelujah. Who else is next?
Praise the Lord.
Lord, touch her tonight, Lord. Minister to her mind and to her soul. In the name of Jesus, by the power. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Set her free. Set her free, Father. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Feel like something just left it?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah. Touch our brother tonight, Lord. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch his mind tonight, his soul, in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Loose him and let him go.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, touch their minds tonight, their souls tonight, dear God. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the living God. That's your Lord. That's him tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do your work. Do your work. Do your work, Lord. Do your work, Holy Ghost. In their souls, in their minds. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Praise you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, touch her tonight, Lord. By the power of the living God. Reach out to her, Lord Jesus. Minister to her soul. Right now. By the power of the living God. We loose her, Lord. Let the joy of the Lord increase, increase, increase. With the, oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Touch my sister's soul tonight, Lord. Touch her mind, dear God. By the power of the living God, loose her and set her free. Yes, Lord. We break every bondage, every hold. And we loose her. We loose her. We loose her. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Jesus' name. Let's take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let her go. Loose her. Take another one. Loose her. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Go. You have no place in this woman. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. Drunk again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. I guess that's it, brother. Thank
you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. How
Hallelujah.
Many feel the presence of the Lord here tonight?
Amen.
How many feel the presence of the Lord here?
Oh,
tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
Is you thank
the
Lord.
Is
you Hallelujah.
Deliver? Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
It set to me free. This Holy Ghost fire. It's setting me free. This very heart is out of my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost fire.
Amen.
It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost fire. It's setting me free. This set me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost fire. It set to me free. This Holy Ghost fire. It set me free. This very hour. It's out of my soul. It's making me whole. It says to me, free, 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 this Holy Ghost fire. It said to me, free, this Holy Ghost fire. It said to me, free, this very hour is out of my soul. It's making me whole. It said to me, free, 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 this Holy Ghost fire.
Oh, praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Lord, we thank you for your presence amongst us and your anointing, and we praise you for it. Father, we thank you for a good night's rest. We thank you for peace and rest.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.